Green Party candidate Steven Zimmerman wants to amend the long-standing first-past-the-post system that selects our political leaders. The Echo Bay resident, a high school teacher employed by the Algoma District School Board in Sault Ste. Marie, has tossed his hat into the ring for the Greens in the coming federal election. He's one of five men interested in replacing New Democrat MP Carol Hughes, now seeking a fifth term in the federal riding of Algoma-Manitoulin-Kapuskasing, later this month. He says he's running in the September 20 election to give voters in Algoma-Manitoulin-Kapuskasing a green choice. I think the Green Party has a lot of really good policies, and I think there should be a green choice on the ballot, he said. The traditional electoral system now in use selects the victor in any race as the candidate who first reaches the majority. Carol Hughes won her seat in AMK in 2019 with 42% of the popular vote. Most candidates are elected with under 50% of the votes. Trudeau was elected to a majority government in 2015 with 39% of the votes cast, he continues. If you look at my own party, the Greens, in 2019 we got 6% of the votes, less than 1% of the seats. We need to bring in at the parliamentary level some form of proportional representation. Action on climate change issues is the Green Party aspirant's other top national issue. We need to take this action, and we haven't been taking action, says Zimmerman. In Canada, we can't solve the climate crisis on our own, but we can be part of the solution and we shouldn't be part of the problem. Canada is one of the greatest emitters of greenhouse gases, per capita, in the world. In Great Britain by 2035 you will not be able to buy a fossil fuel-powered vehicle. This is what the Green Party proposes, for Canada, he explains. Top local issues for Zimmerman are reconciliation with First Nations, battling the opioid crisis, and making a commitment to infrastructure upgrades. Zimmerman wants every Canadian to read the 2015 Truth and Reconciliation Commission report. I think it's a particular interest because we have a large Indigenous population in Algoma. As for opioid abuse, it is a crisis that has affected all of us. I've seen it in my classrooms. I don't think we can have a one-size-fits-all approach. You're going to need different approaches based on the community's needs. Zimmerman also addresses infrastructure problems in his campaign platform. I think we're going to need to harden the electrical grid. We're constantly getting power outages. That includes less reliance on fossil fuel-driven generation in favor of green sources. Another thing I would point to is upgrading our highway infrastructure. I am a fan of twinning the highways, added Zimmerman. He also wants much better internet service. In short, Zimmerman observes in the coming balloting, most Canadians will vote for a candidate who doesn't win, but they're making a statement about what they think is important. The Green Party hasn't elected a government anywhere in Canada, but green ideas and green policies are being discussed. So the reason I'm running is that I want to put these ideas out there, he concluded. Zimmerman is running against five other Algoma-Manitoulin-Kapuskasing federal candidates, including PPC Representative Harry Jaskalainen, Liberal Duke Peltier, PC candidate John Sagman, NDP incumbent Carol Hughes, and CHP candidate Clarence Barda.